Good morning. Can you all see what this is? I hope so. But in case you can't, it's a salt shaker. I bet every time you sit down at a table, there's usually one of these around. We see them at your home or at restaurants. If you go into the pantry at church, there's about 100 of them. Even places like McDonald's have the little salt packets available to you. But let me ask you something. Is that the only thing that you expect to see on the table when you sit down? Who sets a table with just a salt shaker? If you're gonna have a salt shaker, then you definitely need a pepper shaker too. Salt and pepper are complements to food that come together like peanut butter and jelly. Salt and pepper are usually in matching containers, or similar containers at least, but on the inside, they're very different. They don't look alike, they don't taste alike, but in spite of their differences, they go together perfectly. True friendship is like salt and pepper. People can have a number of differences, but in spite of those differences, they find common ground to share good times and bad. Salt and pepper can take a bland, boring meal and turn it into something delicious. And just like that, true friends can take a bad situation and turn it around into something wonderful. You'll rarely, or dare I say never, find salt without pepper. And like salt and pepper, true friends are the ones that will stick by you no matter where you are or what situations you face. You don't have to be exactly alike or have everything in common. You just have to be willing to be there. True friendship is one of the sweetest things in life. Friends can become family. They cheer us through tough times, they celebrate with us on joyous occasions, and they help lift our spirits like no one else can, and make special times even brighter just because they are there. In the story of Les Mis, we can see many examples of les amis, or the friends. Friends standing together to protect one another, to help one another, to show loyalty and devotion to one another, and even dying for one another. The Bible has a lot to say about friends. It even commands us to love one another. Galatians 6 tells us to help carry one another's burdens. Ecclesiastes 4 reminds us that two are better than one because they can help each other succeed. They can protect each other. And even better than that, three is even greater because they can be bonded together or braided together in a cord that's tough to break. John 15 tells us that greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends, just like Jesus did for us. Will you pray with me? Thank you, Lord, for our lives, for the chance to feel the sunshine, to taste the sweetness of fruit, and feel the warmth of hot cocoa. We thank you for all the blessings in our lives. God, we thank you for family and friends that surround us, people that encourage us, protect us, love us, and stand with us through every moment, whether happy or sad. Thank you, Lord, for the blessing of friendship. In your holy name we pray. Amen.